Hello and welcome to another edition of the Critical Care Revision Aid Podcast, Episode 6, Brain Stem Death Testing.
What is the definition of death?
Death is defined as the irreversible loss of capacity for consciousness, combined with the irreversible loss of the capacity to breathe. In the UK, death can be diagnosed based on somatic, cardiorespiratory, or neurological criteria.
How can death by neurological criteria be diagnosed?
The Academy of the Medical Royal College's Code for the Diagnosis of Death by Neurological Criteria describes the three essential components necessary for this diagnosis. Firstly, the essential preconditions must be fulfilled. Secondly, all potentially reversible causes of coma must be excluded. And thirdly, there must be formal demonstration of coma and apnea through the process outlined in the brainstem death testing guidance. The essential preconditions are 1, that the patient must be deeply unconscious, apneic, and mechanically ventilated, and 2, there must be evidence of irreversible brain damage of known etiology. To exclude any potentially reversible cause of coma, physiological and pharmacological causes must be considered. The effects of any residual sedatives must be eliminated. This may be done by measuring plasma drug levels, specific antagonists can be administered, or clinicians may wait until 2 to 3 times the elimination of the half-life of the drug has passed, therefore ensuring its clearance. Residual neuromuscular blockade can be tested for using a peripheral nerve stimulator and reversed if required. Physiological parameters such as plasma electrolyte concentrations, temperature and blood glucose levels must all be within the acceptable ranges outlined by the AORMC. If the preconditions are met and there are no exclusion criteria, brainstem death testing examination can be performed.
Talk me through the process of brainstem death testing.
Two doctors need to perform brainstem death testing together. Both must be familiar with the tests, have been registered with the GMC for more than 5 years, and one must be a consultant. They must both independently be happy that the preconditions have been met. Brainstem death testing is a series of tests which examine cranial nerve function in a sequential fashion, followed by an apnea test. Pupillary and corneal reflexes are tested, then the response to a painful stimulus in the trigeminal nerve distribution, the vestibular ocular reflex, and the gag and cough reflexes are tested. The apnea test involves exposing the brain to a significant enough rise in PaCO2 that an intact brainstem would recognise this as a trigger to breathe. To do this, the patient should be pre-oxygenated with 100% oxygen and their minute volume should be reduced until their PaCO2 rises to above 6.0 kilopascals and their pH falls to below 7.4. The patient should be disconnected from the ventilator, but oxygen delivery should be maintained, either through the use of a Mapleson C circuit or via a suction catheter down the ETT. The patient should be observed closely for 5 minutes, looking for any sign of spontaneous respiratory activity. After 5 minutes, another blood gas should be taken to confirm an increase in PaCO2 by more than 0.5 kilopascals prior to reconnecting the ventilator and the correction of any acid-base disturbance. Brainstem death tests must be performed twice. There is no defined time interval left between the two tests. The legal time of death is the time of the completion of the first set of tests.
What is ancillary testing and when might these be used?
Ancillary tests can be used when the brainstem death cannot be confirmed by clinical tests alone. For example, in patients with severe maxillofacial injuries where the effects of residual sedative drugs cannot be excluded, or in patients with a high cervical cord injury. Tests available include methods to look at blood flow in the larger arteries, for example, four-vessel angiography, MR angiography, transcranial Doppler or CT angiography. Electrical physical tests such as EEG and SSEPs can also be useful. However, all of these tests require specialist expertise in performing and interpreting results, and so they may not be widely available, particularly out of hours. Patients may also be too physiologically unstable to be moved out with the ICU in order for these tests to be carried out.
What do you understand by the red flag groups mentioned in the AORMC guidance?
The red flag groups highlight cases where diagnostic caution is advised if diagnosing death by neurological criteria. These are conditions where the literature or case reports have suggested that more caution is needed. These groups include, for example, testing in patients where the loss of the last brainstem reflex has occurred less than 6 hours previously, testing if the last brainstem reflex was lost less than 24 hours ago and the primary etiology is anoxic brain damage, if steroids have been given for space-occupying lesions, or if the patient has had a decompressive craniectomy. Local clinical leads for organ donation or specialist neurocritical care centres can be contacted for advice in difficult circumstances.